family. You look so wonderful because you're filled with the love of the Lord. I bless you. I greet you in the name of Jesus. The message today is on dreaming big. God made you special. Amen. God made each of us special. When he made us with purpose and destiny. Not by man's standard, but by his design. Psalm 139, 14 to 16 says, "Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." Amen? You were formed from God's thoughts and his heart. You are special. And do you know that God has called you into doing something special on this earth? Something that you will leave your mark. It's not about power. It's not about money. But you are special. Amen. You may never preach a sermon. You may never get media coverage. You may never write a song, but you have your own song to sing. Amen? There is a man, as I did this case study, I started to do different case studies, and as I go along, I'm going to be showing you different people who are just simple, ordinary people that God uses in a magnificent way. There are some people who I'm going to show you with limitations, and I'm going to show you how they accomplish great things in this life. Amen? So the first person I'm going to do is Chen Si. He's 48 years old. And he actually patrols the Nanjing Yangtze River. I hope I pronounced that right. That's in China. And it's actually 197 feet above the waters. And all that man does is he positions himself at the river and he rescues people who are going to commit suicide. He started doing this in 2003, and he has rescued so many individuals. All he does, and there are people now who support him in this venture, all he does is he patrols the river, the bridge in the over above the river. Amen? You can fulfill your purpose and destiny. You have got to move from the mundane and ordinary into the extraordinary. What makes the difference? A big dream. And a big dream, not just a big dream, but a big dream where God is leading and guiding us. Amen? As I started to do this, as the Lord laid it on my heart to do this, the preach on dreams, I'm reading the book by David Sherman. Sherman. An awesome little book. Pastor is giving one book to everybody who joins a care group. And that book is really a good book to inspire you. And I turned to the chapter on dreams. And there it was, as the Lord was laying on my heart, there was a few words by this woman named Harriet Tubman. You can put up her picture now. And so Harriet Tubman was a devout Christian. But here are the words she wrote. "Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars and to change the world." You can do something awesome and extraordinary. Harriet Tubman was limited in every way. She was a black woman and she was born a slave. But she never made that limit her. And not only that, she early in her life, she had an injury. There was a slave
that was running away, and her master insisted that she assist in getting that slave. And they threw a brick. It hit her head. And so all throughout her life, she suffered from dizziness, pain, and I think the word is hypersomnia. But she was determined that that would not limit her. And so she escaped to Philadelphia. And it doesn't stop there. What did she do? She was called the Moses. She was one of the great abolitionists. She assisted to rescue thousands even before the American Civil War. She rescued thousands with the Underground Railway. She went back for all her family and thousands more. A woman who just believed what God said. You can do something great and awesome in this life. Amen. I stir up those dreams that are inside of you today. God made you to do something special on this earth. It may be that you may write a poem. It may be that you give just a testimony. But let us just deal with the truth right now. What is stopping you? Number one, we limit ourselves because we define ourselves by our present circumstances and experiences. Amen? Ask God to stir the dream. Believe and receive it. You can. You are never limited. Later on in this message, I'm going to give you, as I said, examples of individuals with limitations who accomplish great, big, wonderful things. Amen? Number two, you are never, ever limited by finances. God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. The word says all the silver and gold is his. After we take the step of faith, he will make the way. Amen? You see, some of us are waiting for things to be just right. When God says, just take the step of faith, and he'll open the doors of provision for you. Amen? This church is an example of a great, big, wonderful vision. I am proud to be part of the LifeSpring Church. When you hear pastor speak of the vision that God gave him for this church and what he's moving it into, and this is just the beginning of what God will do. Amen? Number three, usually when God calls you into something or shows you a dream, there is a season of waiting. It is the season of preparation. You see, God grows a mushroom in one day, but an oak tree takes about 100 years. Amen? It is a season where the foundation is set to prevent collapse or failure. When we look at the great patriarchs of the Bible, Abraham waited 25 years for the fulfillment of his promise. Please don't get discouraged. I think that in those days, the great patriarchs, I mean, they lived to be a 700. But maybe God may ask you to wait that long. But I think that usually these days, the promises come forth much quicker. Joseph waited 17 years to be moved from the pit to the palace. David waited over 20 years from the time Samuel anointed him as king until he was actually crowned as king. Waiting is a time of preparation. One must be proved to be faithful and taught step by step. God has an appointed time. And as I was reading David Sherman's book, these words jumped out at me. Every limitation has an expiry date. Every limitation has an expiry date. You are not limited. Do not keep yourself in that place. Amen? Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. It hastens towards the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come, and it will not delay. Amen? The next point I want to speak about is opposition. The bigger the vision, the greater the opposition. The greater the challenges that you're going to have to walk through. Genesis 37, 5 to 11. I'm going to tell you the story of Joseph. Verse 5 says, Joseph had a dream. And when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it. His brothers said to him, do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us? And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Then he had another dream and he told it to his brothers. Listen, he said, I had another dream. And this time the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bowing down to me. When he told his father as well as his brothers, his father rebuked him and said, what is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you? His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind. Perhaps Joseph needed to be refined and humbled, for he was his father's favorite. He knew the correct order of inheritance. So when he told his brothers his dreams, perhaps he was boasting and operating in pride. When you have a big dream, be wise who you share your dream with. When your dream may be greater than what another is called into, they cannot see. Amen? Their vision will not allow it. Just depend on God. Share and surround yourself with destiny helpers, those who you have proven you can trust and who God leads you to. For anointed men and women of God, persecution and opposition can only mean greater promotion. Amen? We may pass on with the fulfilling of that purpose, without fulfilling of that purpose, because we refuse to yield to God's guidance. It makes me sad to know that there are so many people who surround me who are called into greatness, but yet they end their lives barren, alone, empty. There are so many people, those graveyards are filled with people who had greatness. You have got to be determined that you are going to fulfill your purpose and destiny in Jesus' name. Amen? I'm going to speak now about the main characteristic that takes us into fulfilling purpose and destiny. Persistence. The Bible calls it endurance. The ability to endure an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way. The capacity of something to last or withstand wear and tear. Failure will come sometimes, but the one thing that I can tell you about fulfilling great dreams is persistence. Amen? I'm going to give you a quote, two quotes. The greatest barrier to success is the fear of failure. That was done, I can't pronounce his name, but it's S-V-E-N Erickson. All right? Sven. The next quote is, failure is a detour, not a dead end street. That was done by Zig Ziglar. Amen? I will list you some people who persisted and persisted. Some who were limited, but never made limitation or circumstances stop them. I will have the picture of some people, but I didn't do the picture of all that I'm going to mention here. Nick Vujicic, he's one of my favorites. He was born without hands or legs, just a little stumper of a foot, but he heads one of the largest international ministries, claiming thousands of members and traveling to destinations all over the world. Just because he believed God and was confident that he could do what God said. Amen? James Dyson invented the only vacuum that does not lose suction and the bagless vacuum cleaner. His journey into greatness lasted 30 years with 5,126 failures. 5,126 failures. When you fail, you've just got to shake off yourself and get going again. You've just got to learn a lesson from that experience and be determined, I'm going again. I will never give up. Thomas Edison failed 10,000 times to invent. 10,000 times, you know. Can you imagine? To invent a commercially viable electric light bulb. His company, GE, is still one of the largest public traded firms in the world. Amen? Max Lucado. Is that a Lucado or a Lucadio? One of the greatest Christian authors sent his first book to 15 different publishers, all saying no. But he was determined. I know that God made me write this book, and I'm going to get to publish it one day. He tried again and again. Henry Ford went through 2 bankruptcies. Totally went to nothing before his success. His word rings home. He says, failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently. Amen? Now, my favorite, one of my favorites, is Colonel Harlan Sanders, the KFC man. Because it's food. But let me tell you, his story will minister to many of you who think you're too old to begin. He began his project at 62 years old on 105, a check, a social security check of $108. Little bit of money, as Jamaican people would say. Amen? He wanted to market his franchise idea. And hear how many calls he made? 1,008. And they all said no. They all said no. I heard that. They all said no. I know you're talking about the KFC chicken, you know. 1,008 calls. They all said no to his idea. Franchise business. Finally, he got a yes. He was a Christian. And by the way, do you know that he was a tither and a giver? And the more he gave and the more he tithed, is the wealthier he became. Amen? There was a pastor, I forgot to do the research who the pastor was, but the pastor says he prayed that there would be somebody who would come alongside him to sponsor God's vision in building his church. And there it was. He said, Colonel Sanders walked through the door and wrote a check. Amen? God is awesome. Never limit him in the things that you ask God for. He is the great, big, wonderful God who nothing is impossible to him. And you have an unfair advantage because you're in Christ and he's with you. Amen? the greatest Hall of Famer, because I'm going to end now, of course we know, is Jesus Christ. I don't have a picture there, but he started from the humblest of beginnings. He overcame death, hell, and the grave. And in him we have life, and life more abundantly. Through him we have resurrection power, and we can certainly move from the ordinary into the extraordinary. Be determined that life will never conquer you. Be determined that you are an overcomer. You will fulfill your purpose, and you will fulfill your destiny in Jesus' name. I'm just going to close now with this last quotation by Walt Disney that says, all your dreams can come true if you have the courage to pursue them. Amen.